97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and from the show Leverage, Wednesday nights on TNT, the very stunning and beautiful Beth Riesgraf. Beth, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, oh, that's nice. I'm tired, but I'm good. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you getting up early for me this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Did you go out last night?
No, I actually did. I went to a sort of sketch comedy. For Haiti, it was really great.
You totally cut out on me. This is what I got, Beth. I went to Haiti. That's all. So as far as I know, you could have gone to Haiti and done off a hooker or something. And
that's exactly what I did.
That a girl. That's what I like to hear. All right.
Awesome. No, I went to a sketch comedy show. It was a benefit for Haiti called Skirts and Flirts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. My friend Drew Powell was in it. And anyway, it was great fun. So
do that. That's
what I did.
Now, you see, that's the one thing. That's the big difference between, I would imagine you're L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. That's the difference between being in L.A. and just pretty much between L.A., New York, and anywhere else in the country is the fact that you can go out and do something cool like that and have, a bunch of famous people just kind of randomly there and whatever, and have it be for good. It's the stuff like that, and I just think that stuff's very, very cool,
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. And it's nice because you don't expect to run into people and you always do. And it's, much smaller than you think it is.
So,
like it, yeah.
Well, I mean, you play Parker on Leverage. It's Wednesday nights on TNT, and you're just starting to get this, the acting thing going. You've been doing some stuff, and you're doing Steady, and you're doing it, and everyone knows you from the whole thing with. Are you with Jason Lee back again, or is that officially?
No, we're not, but we're very good friends.
Okay, I hate to bring up that personal stuff, but honestly, you're cute, and you're like my age, so. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm
totally not saying what I'm saying. So, well, here's the thing. I mean, you're famous for acting, but you're also famous for being in a relationship, too.
Which is weird.
So I would imagine since then you've been in relationships without the press and you've been in relationships with the press. What's the big difference? Is it the fact that you get photographed even when you go to lunch?
No, I mean, the cool thing is nobody really knows who I am still. So it's totally cool. It's not like I'm Britney Spears. I mean, I don't really have to worry about getting photographed when I go out and all that stuff, which is actually really nice.
Well, Beth, to be fair, once everyone hears about you doing off some hooker in Haiti, it's going to be on TMZ later today. I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Yeah, it's probably already airing as we speak. Everyone's twittering about it.
They really are. Are you a Twitterer? Are you a Facebooker? What are you into?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, and there's four of me on Facebook, which is awesome. There's somebody claiming to be me on Facebook, and they're pushing for an anti-aging cream or something. So that's actually not me, just in case you all were wondering.
Okay, so you're officially on Twitter, but not on Facebook.
Yeah, Beth J. Riesgraf is my Twitter name, and then I'm on Facebook, but that's sort of on lockdown. I use it for my family and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, no, that's dude, trust me, I understand. It's all good. So I'm gonna Twitter bug you or whatever,
okay.
Or tweet you or
I'll tweet you back.
Or hey, nice. I'm done with that.
Tweet me and I'll tweet you back.
Oh yeah, it's Beth. It's Beth Riesgraf. It's Leverage on TNT. It's Wednesday nights. For anyone who has not seen the show, explain the show because you started off, then there was a break, and then you guys came back, which is a good thing because they wanted to have you back.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, they kind of broke up the second season into two parts. But yeah, it's about a team of thieves and criminals and con artists who are essentially like Robin Hood. We go out, we pull scams and heists, and most of the time it's to go above and beyond the law and the government to help the guy who just needs a little extra help the way the law can't provide it. So we use our skills and our sort of our thievery and conning to help the little guy.
That's awesome. Again, it's Beth Riesgraf. It's Leverage. It's Wednesday nights. TNT, you play Parker on the show. Now, what you have this going on right now. What else do you have coming up?
Well, there's a little indie I did called Nobody that just came out on DVD and stuff. But I, mostly because I have a six-year-old son, I I've been hanging out with him, and I go back up to Portland for 6 months to start shooting in a month, so, or actually in a couple weeks now. So I'm on move mode right now and just kind of having fun with my family and stuff.
That's awesome. Six-year-old, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he into?
Well, he's into Legos right now.
Yeah.
Legos and sword fighting.
Nice.
Yeah, he loves stunts, and he loves ninjas and Star Wars and all of that stuff.
That's very cool. Now, what do you bring him with you when you do the shooting, or does mom?
Yeah. I mean, he still stays in school and stuff, but he loves to come and visit set and all of that stuff. Yeah, he gets a big kick out of it. So.
Obviously, you want him to be happy, but when he's growing up, do you want him to become an actor, or is that something that you would like?
You know, with people ask me that all the time. I mean, I as a parent, you want your child, or most parents want their child to do something that makes them happy. So
right.
I would never force anything on him. And I also think it's really unnatural to sort of grow up, I would think, as a child actor. I don't know. But he's very happy just doing his thing. And, you know, he's in gymnastics in school, and he's got his buddies, and he's real happy. So far hasn't expressed, you know.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Don't get them acting, or, you know, don't get him acting early on as a kid. You know,
yeah,
cause
I'm not really into that at all.
I mean, that's all about, that just screams true Hollywood story. So you know,
exactly.
Wait till like 13, 14, 15, and then maybe, you know?
Yeah.
But I understand exactly what you're saying, because, you know, I'm a radio DJ, and mm-hmm. I have two boys myself.
Oh, okay.
And so I know exactly what, and one of them is like, oh, you know, oh, my dad's big papa, blah, 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 blah. And I'm praying to God that he doesn't want to be a DJ when he grows up. Please.
I know, yeah, to hear him saying some of the things that come out of your mouth, I'm sure you wouldn't exactly want that
Hey.
I mean, what? He's like, Dad, I totally made a joke about this girl doing off a hooker. Wait, did I just swear?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's Beth Riesgraf. She plays Parker on Leverage. It's Wednesday nights on TNT. Beth, one thing we do with all you celeb types, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions,
okay.
60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Muse, something by Muse.
Favorite toy as a child?
My pound puppy.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The neck.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Pride and Prejudice.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My iPod.
Was the beard scruffy?
Yep.
There it is. It's Beth Riesgraf. Leverage Wednesday nights on TNT. Beth, thank you so much for the time. You're awesome.
Yeah, take care. You too.
You're awesome, and I hope you get lots of roles, and I hope you sell lots and millions of dollars in movie roles and lots of syndication money and stuff like that.
And may our kids grow up to be very healthy and sane and not crazy.
And not in entertainment business in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
All right, I will tweet you later. It's Beth Riesgraf, everybody. Leverage on TNT. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.
Big bye.
Bye.